Mara and Pickle dashed off as Sapwood shot away in the opposite direction. Farrago and Klitsch headed the band that had come over the hill. They had lost the element of surprise, breaking into a charge when they heard Goffer shout. The assassin sized up the situation quickly as he breasted the hill. Immediately, he called to his followers.
After the hare, get the spy. The other two are cut off.
Running southward over the dunes, Mara and Pickle saw, to their dismay, two ferrets and a fox circling in on them. Farrago had sent them in behind on a wide sweep to take Sapwood from the back. And now they were heading straight for the two young ones. As they closed in, Mara felt a fury rise within her. They had been deceived by false friends. Hurriedly, she breathed to Pickle, passing him the javelin.
Leave the fox to me. You take one of the ferrets and we'll deal with the other one together.
The fox carried a pike. He snarled at Mara and came straight for her. Recalling Sapwood's action, she jumped to one side, swept the pike away, and struck out hard with both paws. The fox was not expecting such aggression from a young female badger, and there was a resounding crack as both of Mara's forepaws met solidly along the side of his jaw. His eyes expressed surprise for a moment, then turned up until only the whites were showing, and the fox buckled and fell in a limp heap. Meanwhile, Pickle ran straight for the two ferrets and laid the first one low by thwacking him hard between the ears with the javelin. It did the trick wonderfully, but the force of the blow snapped the weapon in two halves. Mara dashed in. Grabbing a pointed half, she brandished it wildly, growling in a dangerous manner.
Come on, Pickle. Let's see if this vermin can die like a warrior.
Ferret, who was wielding a dagger, lost his nerve completely. Two angry creatures with a broken javelin were closing in on him, their eyes alight with battle fire. With a shriek of fear, he dropped the dagger and ran for his life. Mara picked up the dagger. She was breathing heavily and snarling to herself.
Try to stop me, eh? Just let's see them try.
Pickle's ears drooped in amazement.
Good grief, old girl. I never realized you were such a swashbuckling warrioress.
The young badger was trembling all over after her first experience of warlike action.
Nor did I, Pickle. Nor did I. It's a frightening thing to have the fighting blood of a badger running through your veins.
Burst of whooping and shouting from across the dunes announced that many more of Farrago's army were coming.
No time for gossiping now, chum!
Pickle grabbed Mara's paw.
Come on, we'd best make a run for it. There's too many for us to cope with by the sounds of that lot.
Together, they dashed off willy-nilly across the sandhills. Sapwood had run off in the opposite direction, with the main pack hard on his heels. The hare sergeant was an experienced campaigner, and he put on a turn of speed that could not be equaled by his pursuers, knowing that he could not keep running at that rate for any length of time. Glancing over his shoulder, he saw that three front runners, all weasels, had broken away from the pack and were trying hard to catch up. Smiling grimly to himself, Sapwood dropped out of sight behind a dune, mentally gauging their approach. At exactly the right moment, he sprang out in front of them, paws at the ready. Before they could stop, he had laid two of them flat, one with a superb double front paw volley to the nose, the other by lashing out with his long hind legs and catching the weasel square under the chin. The third he mistimed and dealt a glancing blow to the stomach. As he turned to finish the job with a hooking left paw, the winded creature swung out with his curved sword and gashed Sapwood's paw heavily. The rest of the hunters were too close now, so Sapwood gave a grunt of pain and took off swiftly, ducking, bobbing, and dodging as he ran. Farrago and Klitsch stopped running and stood together on top of a dune, Farrago watching the main band chasing after Sapwood. He spat angrily into the sand.
Hell's teeth! They're no match for a running hare. He could run and dodge at half that speed, and those oafs would never catch him. How are the others doing?
Klitsch stood on tiptoe, scouring the dunes in the other direction.
I can't see them anywhere. They should be able to catch him. There's enough of ours chasing those two.
Farrago slumped down and began thrusting his skinning knife into the ground in a high, bad temper.
It's like I've always said. If you want anything doing, then do it yourself. Don't rely on others. Fools and clods.
Klitsch curled his lip scornfully.
I did all the spying, me and Goffer. We brought them here. All you had to do was surround them.
You young whelp.
Virago stood up, leveling his knife meaningly.
Are you saying that it was me who let them escape?
Klitsch's sword appeared swiftly. His eyes were hard as blue ice.
I'm just stating the facts, old one.
The assassin quivered with rage. He twirled his knife so that he was holding it in a throwing position.
Old one, eh?
Klitsch moved forward, closing in so that the chance of a knife throw was ruined, his sword point virtually touching Farago's throat.
Aye, old one. And you won't live to be much older if you try anything with that frog sticker.
Two pairs of angry, challenging blue eyes faced each other for a moment. Then Farago snarled and sheathed his blade.
What's the use of fighting between ourselves? Where's the profit in that? All our hiding and spying is blown now, so we'll muster the whole horde and march on Salamandastron tonight.
This ends Disc 2.